must be a special day. I felt like recording another audio boo. The truth is I really enjoy recording these. I really enjoy it a lot. It's just a little inconvenient sometimes. I love the iPhone. I've got the new iPhone 3GS, of course, and fantastic phone. Cannot stress this enough. If you're listening to this, odds are you're probably listening to it on an iPhone. But if you don't have the new one yet, it's really going to surprise you. It is much faster. I didn't think that the speed of it would be that impressive to me. I'd heard that it was faster, but I just was thinking, you know, really, how much more impressive could it actually be? It's pretty impressive. It is very, very nice. Driving home, just talked to my parents who are on their way back up from Florida, which strikes me as being a little insane, considering how hot it is here and how hot I know it's been down there in the Orange Beach area. Sounds like they had a good time. And tonight, I've got to go home. I've got a couple of projects that I'm going to work on. That should be it. I've had an interesting conversation today about economics. And one of the questions that I posed to someone, so I'll pose this to you, is imagine that you had a box that was about the size of a microwave oven, a little black box that you could feed anything into it and you could make anything come out of the box. Anything, if it was large enough to fit in this box could make it. And I do mean anything, food, any kind of material, tools, computers, you name it, and you could produce it from this sort of magic black box. The question we were debating on was, how would that change the economy? How would that change the entire nature of what economy represents in society? What would it mean? When you suddenly had a product that eliminates the notion of economic competition, it eliminates economic survival of the fittest. What sort of effect would that have, not just on sort of the short-term economy, but on a larger scale, what would that do to people? And here, I think you'll find it's so easy to go to a pretty dark place on that and imagine the most horrific, you know, things imaginable that obviously everybody's going to be making, you know, their own little pint-sized explosive devices or something like that. It's very easy to go there, and I think that, I suppose you could add to the scenario by saying that this box could be programmed in such a way that it couldn't make, you know, explosives or anything like that. I suppose that's possible. But more to the point, how quickly would certain ideas change where, if you had this technology available, where people would lose a lot of their impetus to blow other people up? I mean, obviously, you've still got a lot of hang-ups with religion going on, and that would have to be addressed, but how easy would it be to feed people? You could use the box to make another box, you know, and so on and so on. Sounds like a sci-fi horror story to some people, sounds like a utopia to others, but this is part of the reason I bring this up, is because this is not something that we are, you know, 5,000 years away from creating. In fact, I believe it's possible that level of technology is easily achievable in our lifetimes with the realization of what Ray Kurzweil calls the GNR, the genetics, robotics, and nanotechnology revolution that he thinks will sort of usher in a whole new paradigm for civilization. It's worth thinking about. Let me know what you think. Give me an email, isoban@gmail.com, and let me know how you think that the magic black box would change us forever.